Module 2. The Renaissance. Reading and Vocabulary 1. Activity 1. Match the period or style with the meanings. Now read the passage and check. The Renaissance.
For many people, the Renaissance means 14th to 16th century Italy, and the developments in art and architecture, music and literature, which took place there at that time. But there is one work which, perhaps more than any other, expresses the spirit of the Renaissance, the Mona Lisa. It is believed to be the best example of a new, lifelike style of painting that amazed people when it was first used. Painted by Leonardo da Vinci in the years 1503 to 1506, the Mona Lisa is a mysterious masterpiece. People want to know who Mona Lisa is and why she is smiling. Even if people do not know much about the Renaissance, they have heard of this painting. But the Renaissance is, of course, more than just the Mona Lisa. Renaissance is a French word which means rebirth, and it first appeared in English in the 19th century. The word was used to describe a period in European history which began with the arrival of the first Europeans in America, an age of exploration, and the beginning of the modern world. It was as if Europe was waking up after the long sleep of the Middle Ages. From Italy, the ideas of the Renaissance rapidly spread northwards to France, Germany, England, and the rest of Europe. Trade with other parts of the world meant that Europe was getting richer too. This meant that people had money to spend on the arts, and it became easier for artists to find people who could afford to buy their works or employ them. Leonardo worked for important people, such as the Duke of Milan and, towards the end of his life, the King of France. Renaissance artists found new ideas for their work in classical Greece and Rome, but they looked forward too by opening new frontiers in the arts. Painters discovered how to use perspective and the effects of light. Composers put different voices together and created polyphony, many voices. Architects preferred designing buildings with more light, which contrasted with the heaviness of the Gothic cathedrals of the Middle Ages. The sense of exploration which motivated the artists went hand in hand with a new type of philosophy. After centuries of accepting a medieval worldview, in which human life was considered of little value compared with the greatness of God, philosophers began asking questions like, what is a person? Or, why am I here? For the first time, they put people, not religion, at the center of the universe. The Renaissance was a time of scientific invention, too. Leonardo, as well as being one of the greatest painters the world has ever known, was also a skilled inventor. Wherever he went, he carried a notebook around with him, in which he wrote down his ideas. They included detailed drawings of the human body, and plans for engineers to build canals and bridges, astonishing drawings of machines which were not to be built until hundreds of years later, such as aeroplanes, parachutes, submarines, and tanks. Towards the end of his life, he was employed by the King of France to do scientific research, and he did not have a lot of time for painting. In short, Leonardo was an extraordinary genius, an example of what has been described as Renaissance man, someone interested in everything, and with many different talents. But even if his only contribution to history had been the Mona Lisa, it would have been genius enough for all time.